Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver, Brian Patch here at Wapakoneta High School for the district semifinals tonight. Fort Recovery and the new Knoxville Lady Rangers. First game was a close one for a while, but Minster pulled away at the end and upset the co-league champions, Marion Local, 54-44 tonight, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's an upset based off of where they're seated, but I don't know if that's really much of an upset when you have MAC Player of the Year Ivy Wolf and Janae Horn, who are a two-time defending state champion on your team and squad. So on paper it might be, but in reality, if you know sports and basketball here in Ohio and in the MAC land, that's probably not much of an upset.
Yeah, those two had 38 of their team's 54 points. Ivy Wolf had 20, and Janae Hoying had 18. And other than that, Avery Wolf had 5, and Mara Smeezing had 5, and that was about it. Nobody else had more than 5. For Marion Local, they were led in scoring by Sammy Holscher with 13. Elena Pullman had 10, 7 for Olivia Demange, and 6 apiece for Heidi Rethman and Molly Winter. So those were the main scores for the two teams tonight. Both teams ended up 19-5. Of course, Minster moves on to play the winner of this game for the district championship on Saturday night. And again, the year's over for Marion Local. Kind of a tough year for them. They had the injury to Pullman late in the year, and that kind of threw things in a bit of a uproar for them. And they still went on to have a great record on the regular season. But
and the Canaan girl was hurt most of the year, had torn her ACL. So they played without one of their starters from last year for most of the year. And in reality, they're really young. And then the Holman girl got suspended for the tournament for four-game suspension from alcohol standpoint. So, they're really young, and they return a lot of those kids. So, they got definitely a bright future ahead of them in that program. So.
Well, tonight it's Fort Recovery and New Knoxville here in this game. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. We hope you're going to enjoy the game. Don't forget you can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well as here at 105.3 FM tonight. So stay tuned. We'll talk with Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, coming up here in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a six-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back at Wapakoneta High School, we have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, with us. And let's talk about that sectional championship game with St. Henry. Wow, what a game.
Absolutely. You know, obviously, we always got to make it interesting for everyone. So we just want to continue that up. But, you know, I talked to the girls this week, and I said, we don't really have to continue that trend. So hopefully tonight we have some composure, we match their intensity, and we have some fun out there.
Well, St. Henry had kind of taken the lead there early in the third quarter, and then the gals had a really nice spurt there to end the quarter. I guess thank goodness for that. And then, boy, we just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole in that last quarter.
You know, when you only hit one bucket the fourth quarter, you would probably told me that at the start of the game or before the game, hey, you're going to make one two-point shot. The fourth quarter, I'd say, oh, man, we're probably going to lose. But, hey, with that being said, we made the plays, and we finished. So,
yeah, great defense, especially down there in the last minute or so. They had some great shots. We just had some good defense, too.
You know, and they had their chances. So we knew that St. Henry always brings that wild card team. They're athletic, they're big, they're lengthy, they're competitors, they're aggressive. And so that's one of those where you're just happy with the W and you're happy to survive and stay alive.
Once again, our guest, Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in the district tournament here tonight. And your opponent, New Knoxville, another toughie.
Yeah, you know, for us, it doesn't get much easier. So we got Knoxville tonight again. We had a pretty good performance the first time we played them, but they've gotten better, we've gotten better, so it's going to be another really nice, tough matchup.
How was that first game? How'd that go?
I think the score was like 53-27, so somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that, I might be a little off, but obviously our intensity got to them early, we made some shots, and we got a nice run on him. I'll be interested to see kind of defensively what he does against us today.
And, of course, that was on our home court, so this will be a little bit of an equalization for him being on a neutral court tonight.
Absolutely, and as you can see, it's crowded in here. It's loud in here. There's lots of energy in here. So it's a different environment. So we're still going to have to come out and play and take care of business today.
Your girls all okay?
Oh, yep, we are all healthy, ready to go. We got a lot of extra rest with that snow day today.
Yeah, well, that's true. But sometimes that may not be so good. I don't know.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those this season. It just seems like on Thursday the snow comes rolling in, we get a day, you know, and we're up and ready to play. So,
well, that's a good thing. You've had the experience before, so to speak. So how about your starters tonight?
Starting tonight is number 20, Kiera Wendell, at the point guard position. We have 24, Allie Vaughn, 15, Brooke Collig, 22, Val Mullenkamp, and 21, Olivia Patch.
Okay. Well, Holly, hey, thanks so much for the conversation. We wish you the best of luck in tonight's big game.
Thanks, Rob.
Again, the Indians play New Knoxville tonight, a chance to come back for the district championship on Saturday night. We certainly hope the Indians are here on Saturday. That's it for this interview with Holly Gann. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Girls basketball team.
Back here at, once again, Wapakoneta, Fort Recovery, and New Knoxville battling here tonight. New Knoxville comes in with a 16-7 record. They were 5-4 in the league. And Fort Recovery 18-5 overall. They were 8-1 in league play. And, of course, Fort Recovery did beat New Knoxville in the regular season. You coached a lot of games here, Brian. What do you feel about this court?
It's a great court. We've had a lot of success here, won a lot of games over the years. It's a great shooting gymnasium. Has those backdrops that's somewhat close to the backboard, which I think is a great shooter's gym. The rims are nice. It's just a great atmosphere. Seems like the teams we've always had here have always played well, shot the ball well here. Absolutely love playing here in tournament time.
So you feel like if the wall is closer to the basket, that's an advantage for the shooter?
Yeah, most shooters like to have a backdrop. Obviously, when you get to that collegiate level, those guys are used to that. But when you're not used to that and you go play in that, that's something that's really tough. When we had our boys team, we went to regional. We played at Trent Arena, which doesn't have a backdrop like that. And so we had went to various colleges around the area to practice for that week to try to get our kids used to that depth perception, because as a shooter, that's something you get used to with that depth perception. So having those walls close to that are always usually a good thing for those shooters, unless you're on those facilities where you're rounded all time and then you can adjust to that. But for our kids aren't used to that, I think this is a great shooting gym. So.
Well, whoever wins tonight is going to have their hands full on Saturday. Minster's playing pretty well. They've been playing well all year, really. And Ivy Wolf is the player of the year for the MAC Conference, a member of the Wildcats. Like you say, the other gal, the
Hoing
girl, does quite well also. So.
Yeah, they lost eight seniors last year off the state championship team. And when you lose one, it's Courtney Pringer, who's playing at Xavier a lot as a freshman in the Big East. That says a lot about her. But, it wasn't just her. They lost seven other seniors off that team. And, so they lost a lot. So I think they have all year, Coach Wiss has been trying to find kids that can fit in and play and fit where they want to be. It's been an ongoing process for them. We got to know Ivy and Janae really well with Liv and playing with them in AAU this past year. And they knew it was going to be a work in progress, especially early in the year. And Ivy's mom, Shelly, is one of the coaches. So we had a chance to spend a lot of time and talk to her this summer as well. And it was just a work in progress. I think now for them, they're kind of hitting that peak where they're at right now. And they don't have a lot of seniors either. I think they have two or three that had even, and I don't know if two of those kids even played much last year. Avery Wolf, Ivy's cousin, had played some, but not a lot. So really they had two kids that played meaningful minutes on the roster. And so they used this whole year to try to get those kids experience. So
Minster again wins tonight. They beat Marion Local 54-44 in game number one. Game number two coming up here. Fort Recovery and New Knoxville at Wapakoneta High School. Stay tuned. We'll have it coming your way in a moment. You're listening to WPGW AM 1440 on your AM dial and 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, Bulk Camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest. And corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow, or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
Back here at Wapakoneta, we're about set to go for the start of the game as they're introducing the players here. Who's going to be starting, Brian, for those Fort Recovery Lady Indians? Well, we already heard from Holly, but let's go over that again.
Yeah, for Fort Recovery, it's been a lineup that Coach Gannis settled on, and that is seniors Brooke Collig, number 15, number 21, Olivia Patch, who's a senior, number 22, Val Mollenkamp, who's a senior, and then the two juniors are going to be number 20, Kiki Wendell, and then number 24, Allie Vaughn.
So those are the starters for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Who do we have to watch out here for New Knoxville?
Well, it's going to be interesting because they have had some sickness go through their team this week. Four of their five starters have been sick, and I know that they have missed school. At least all four of those kids have missed school at least once this week, besides the school day today with the snow. But so I'm not really sure as far as who's healthy, who's going to play and all those things. But I know the Gable girl for them is someone who I think set a record for them for assist, I think it was, or steals. I had seen in a season. And, you know, they've had some really good players. Haley Horseman has been three-time MAC Player of the Year. So if you break her record, you're obviously doing really well. And for us, the first time we played her, she was injured in that first half of the game. And so she didn't get a lot of playing time. When she came back, she had an ankle injury, which I'm sure made a difference in that game. But she would definitely be one I would be, leery of or watching, game planning for. And then the other one is Megan Drosik, the post player inside. She's just a load. She is, I think, one of the leading scorers, either leading or second leading scorer. But she's been a 3 or 4 year varsity player for them, has experience, and she can score inside. Very tough, physical kid. So those would be the two that I think are going to be the key to their game.
Well, not too much longer here before we start the ball game as, again, the players continue to be introduced here to the fans in the stands at Wapakoneta, home of the Redskins. Tonight it's the Lady Indians battling the Lady Rangers for a chance to play Minster in the district championship game on Saturday night. We'll be back with the start of the game coming up in just a moment.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler at Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you will have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call us at 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy. Eric Judy of First Call Realty wishes the best of luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and player Allie Vaughn.
All righty, here we go. The tap goes to Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp controlling the tap. On the left to Allie Vaughn, back out to Val Mollenkamp. Over here to Brooke Colling, top of the key. Right side to Olivia Patch. Olivia shovels it over to Kiki Wendell. Back to Olivia. Patch to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles to the right. Looks for a teammate. Passes over to Allie Vaughn. Almost thrown away. Back to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot is no good. It's short. And it's knocked out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. They're on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Olivia Patch to the right side. Looks for the shot, decides not to take it. Passes back outside to Allie Vaughn. No score in the game yet. We're in the first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. And Brooke Collig has the ball deflected out of bounds. Knoxville thought it was otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. We'll take it, but I'm not sure. Usually when you're shooting it like that, that's usually goes out of team ball, but hopefully we can capitalize.
So Fort Recovery retains possession. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Dribbling, passing cross court to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn lost the ball, and a foul's going to be called on New Knoxville. And that's whistled on Taylor Newman.
Rangers foul on number three, Taylor Newman.
7:05 on the first quarter scoreboard of Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist, is that the right program for you? And there's Kiki Wendell just inside the top of the key for a two-point shot, and it's 2-0. Fort Recovery draws first blood here. And the ball's knocked away. I believe Olivia Patch knocked it away. Indians have it. Brooke Colling right side to Patch. She'll hand to Kiki Wendell. Back out to Colling. Wide open from three. Doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds off of Brooke Colling. Wow. Was she ever hustling or was she hustling?
She doesn't know anything else but that.
My goodness. She went clear out of bounds trying to save that basketball. So New Knoxville brings it up against the full court press of Fort Recovery. No problem here. Out front with the basketball is Knoxville's Ellie Gable. Gable directing traffic. Now passes over here to Morgan Leffel. Leffel passes on the left side to Gable again. Back out at the center circle, guarded by Brooke Colling. Passing off to Morgan Leffel. Leffel back over to Gable. Gable on the left. Bounce pass inside. Back outside. Here's a shot from the right corner. No good. Rebound comes up. No good again. Rebound and a foul's on Val Mollenkamp.
when we missed the box out, Val didn't have a box out there, and Gable was able to grab the rebound and put it back up and missed it. So we got to make sure we box out on those. Of course, it was tough because it was an air ball, so that makes it a little tougher to box out.
So this could tie the game. First free throw is good by Morgan Leffel. She'll have one more. You see anybody missing out there that you expected to see for Knoxville?
I don't see anyone missing, but the Newman girl hasn't started for him as far as I'm aware, so that's someone who's a little different.
2-2 tie. They got both free throws. Morgan Leffel did, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Brooke Hollig, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Val Mollenkamp. The officials didn't know it's definitely New Knoxville's ball. Yeah, that was a right call.
For Rangers, number two.
That's kind of scary when neither official knows which way it goes. So why are they having a conference? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know.
Just so they can agree upon it.
Yeah, I think it was the right call. New Knoxville has the basketball, tied 2-2. Down the left corner, shots fired up. It is good. Three-point basket for New Knoxville. Draining the shot there was Jacqueline Leffel for New Knoxville. And that gives the Rangers the lead at 5-2. And now the Lady Indians throw the ball away. 5-2, New Knoxville in the lead here. Fort Recovery continues their full court press. They know nothing else. Down comes Gable with the basketball into the lane, scoops it up and missed the shot. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it all the way down, all the way down. And back outside to Allie Vaughn, missed the shot. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Boy, that shot was way off the beam.
Yeah, that was rushed. That was a shot that we could have got a better one on.
Megan Jurassic with the ball. She'll pass it off to Haley Fletterjohn. In the wing, now back inside it goes to Megan Jurassic. New Knoxville with the ball on the perimeter here, leading 5-2 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Pass on the backside, it's no good, and a foul's called on Val Mollenkamp. That's number two on her. That's not good news. She will come out.
No, and that was one that we got caught in a rotation. I didn't see who got beat on the other side. I think it was Allie or Key got beat, and Liv had to come over and help to stop the drive. And then in the process of doing that, Drosic cut to the basket, and they threw it down the valve, and she was just a little late on the backside rotation. So
Paige Fortkamp comes in, and Val Mollenkamp goes out. The first free throw is no good by Jurassic. She'll have one more. Still 5-2. Lady Rangers on top of the Lady Indians. This is up and good. Boy, this MAC conference, what a conference it is, I'll tell you.
Get you prepared for tournament. The bad thing is you play everyone in tournament.
Paige Fortkamp up, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Yeah, the sad story is that all these MAC teams are so close to each other, they just kill each other in the early going. And Brooke Hollig almost stole it, but Gable got it back. Over with the ball there now is Haley Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn dribbling right, goes back left, being guarded by Kiki Wendell. Having trouble getting rid of the ball. Finally does as she gets it over here to Morgan Leffel. Now back out to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn goes to the right side, passing on the wing. With the ball there is Jacqueline Leffel. And here's the ball tipped away, and New Knoxville still comes out with it. In the lane by Gable. Good. Ellie Gable floats one in the lane, and it's 8-2. New Knoxville with the early lead here over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn out top. On the left side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. No, that's Paige Fortkamp, Val's replacement. Right side to Brooke Hollig. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Paige goes to Allie Vaughn on the left. Allie dribbles, passes back to Olivia Patch. Olivia shoots the ball. Got it. Olivia Patch, a long two. And we needed that. We've had a dry spell going here. Since we led 2-0, they had scored 8 in a row. And it makes it now 8-4 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
For the Indians,
don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has all the handicapped medical equipment you could use. They have it at their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If they don't have it, they can get it for you very quickly, but they have almost everything right there at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Here's a long pass down to New Knoxville. A flatter, John, knocked out of bounds by Kiki Wendell. Now, that pass would have been a little bit longer. They would have had us beat there. But
yeah, and you could tell they had a set play on when they start tapping their head. That you could tell something was going to go on. And knowing that our pressure there, because we face guard everyone, so if you go deep, you have a possibility of being open.
Here's Gable on the left corner. There's a shot. Good. A three-point basket. Drilled this time by Morgan Leffel. That's her first field goal of the game. And it's 11-4. New Knoxville leads Fort Recovery by 7 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Cal Pharmacy open extra hours on many of the weeknights in Fort Recovery. Here's Kiki Wendell going to the hoop and scores. But right around her defender there, Jacqueline Leffel, and lays it in. That's Kiki's second basket tonight. And it's 11-6. New Knoxville by 5. And there's a foul on Kiki Wendell. And she reached in on Morgan Leffel.
Indian foul number 20, Sarah Wendell, her first team.
It's only number 1 on
five
Kiki.
Rangers, number 5, Morgan Leffel.
Morgan Leffel will be at the line. Two. She's 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and that one's good.
Well, and right now, I don't know, Rob, I'm shocked with how easy we're getting beat off of penetration right now. That's usually a strength for us is our quickness, and we do a great job of defending people. But right now, that shot was set up because of a dribble penetration, people helping on the backside and kicking to open people in the lane.
That free throw is no good, and Fort Recovery with the basketball. Whitley Rammel came in for Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch went out. Here's a shot by Allie Vaughn, a three-pointer. Good by Allie.
Allie Vaughn, three-point
That's
shot.
Her first basket tonight, and it's 12-9. Lady Indians back to within 3. Uh-oh, they're going to call over and back. Boy, that was really close.
Well, she got it. You got to have your feet established in the front court, and she never did. She was coming across from the back court and jumped and landed. And you can't do that, obviously, which is why they called it. But you got to have your feet established, and she never did. So, right call.
Brooke Collig on the left. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Has a ball knocked away and stolen. Down comes New Knoxville. It's up and in. Morgan Leffel scoring a two-point basket to give her 8 points on the quarter. And it's 14-9. Fort Recovery trailing. Whitley Rammel misses one. Here's Allie Vaughn up and good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn gets the rebound basket and is fouled in the act of shooting. It's going to be called on Melissa Waterman. So at the line, no, I guess they called
Taylor Newman.
Taylor Newman. Free throw is no good by Allie Vaughn. And here is a foul call on Fort Recovery. That's called on Allie Vaughn. So New Knoxville will have it at midcourt. They lead 14-11 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. A very hard-fought game going on here in this second district game tonight. Second district semifinal game. Minster beat Marion Local in the first game to advance to the championship Saturday night. 10-point victory for the Minster Lady Wildcats, 54-44. Right side is Gable, drives in underneath, tries to pass it off, and it's kicked out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. You're listening to PG 14, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, WPGW AM in Portland, Indiana. Glad to have you with us, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And here's the ball stolen by Fort Recovery. Down to Kiki all the way, and she lost it out of bounds. Had too much speed going there, and she couldn't catch up with herself.
And she's fast, so that's really fast.
She was fast. So the Indians still trail 14-11, 56 seconds to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. New Knoxville with the ball. Over on the left side, shots fired up and no good. Rebound comes down as Gable missed that one. Picked up by Brooke Collin. Over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige dribbles down. Passes inside to Whitley Rammel, and Whitley was not watching for it, and it goes sailing out of bounds.
I think it was a little high. I don't know if Whit had a chance to get that, but I think Paige just overthrew it. I don't think Whit can get up by the backboard.
14-11 score here. New Knoxville with a three-point lead. I do not like those uniforms they have. I think they're kind of ugly, really.
Well, it's hard to read when you're watching film and things like that. It's really hard to read because everything's gray. You can't see that well on film.
Outside, it's kind of it's not really burgundy, but it's not red either. And then they have dark green letters on top of that. New Knoxville works the ball around with 6 seconds, trying to get a last-second shot. Inside, tipped away by Whitley Rammel. Here's Kiki Wendell firing and missing. And that's the end of the first quarter. It's Fort Recovery trailing the New Knoxville Lady Rangers by a score of 14-11. We'll be back with quarter number two coming up here in just a moment right after this. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Engineered around your workload, the Kubota RTV X Series is the best-selling line of diesel utility vehicles in America, with unmatched reliability, hydraulic cargo beds, and plenty of attachments. They'll stand up to whatever tests you put them through and get the job done right every time. Find yours at your local dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New Knoxville will have the ball to start the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on Route 49 to South Edge of Fort Recovery. Your, again, New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment Dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Knoxville with the ball across the timeline. Back out top to Jurassic. Megan Jurassic dribbling in, working against Whitley Rammel, and in and out, no good. And there's a foul on Jurassic as she hacks Whitley Rammel.
Yeah, it's probably a little frustration foul that she missed that. Had a nice little post move and spin back to the baseline and just popped out. I'm sure that's probably a frustration foul.
She was trying to knock the ball away, I think, from Whitley. And
she swung hard.
Went through with her arm and clobbered Whitney in the process. Indians trail by three, 14-11 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Have the ball. Indians with the basketball. Allie Vaughn on the left, outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig right side to Val Mollenkamp. Here's the pass back out to Brooke Collig. On the left it goes to Kiki Wendell. Val Mollenkamp inside, puts it up and missed it. Rebound. Val Mollenkamp saves it into the hands of Kiki Wendell. Kiki over to Whitley Rammel, right side. And there's a ball kicked by Jurassic. Megan Jurassic kicking the basketball, so it'll be given out of bounds to the Indians. Again, the winner here will play Minster on Saturday, I think, what, 7 o'clock?
I think that, 7 or 7:15, something like that.
Kiki Wendell tossing in to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball, stops, passing to Brooke Collig on the right wing. Brooke passes back out to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians, the home team in their white uniforms. 6:42 to go. Vaughn dribbling the ball, goes down the lane, scoops it up, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery, knocked out by New Knoxville.
For the Indians, number 21.
Here comes Olivia Patch back in for Fort Recovery, and Whitley Rammel will go back to the bench. So it's Patch, Kiki Wendell, Vaughn, Also, Brooke Collig and Val Mollenkamp in the game for Fort Recovery. Right side to Brooke Collig. Collig stops, gives over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn way out by the timeline. Right side it goes to Brooke Collig, who drives in, puts it up, missed it, and the foul's called on New Knoxville. That's going to be whistled on the Lady Rangers, Morgan Leffel.
Her first team's fourth. Line number 15, Brooke
Leffel
Collig
commits the foul.
Shooting two.
Free throw's up and no good by Brooke Collig.
She was our leading free throw shooter, Rob, on the year, I think, with 77, 76%.
She'll have one more here. Bounces the ball, puts it up, missed it again. Rebound, though, Allie Vaughn back out to Olivia Patch. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Back out to Patch, open from three. Got it! A three-point basket for Olivia Patch. And Olivia has five in the game tonight. Make it 14-14. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery pressing full court, and timeout is called by New Knoxville. Timeout New Knoxville to save possession. We'll be back in just a moment. Game tied, 14-14 in the second quarter.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
14-14, tie, 5:56 to go. Here in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Need service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment? Then think of K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Down to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it down across the timeline, stops, fires, and partially blocked. No good. Rebound, Megan Jurassic of New Knoxville. With the ball now is Gable, Ellie Gable, out front with it, being guarded by Brooke Collig. Gable moves to the left, back outside to Jurassic. Over on the right it goes. There's Morgan Leffel. Over to Gable, back out top to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn passing on the right wing, inside to Jurassic. Jurassic passes back out, dribbling the ball in and putting it up, and no good, and bodies fly all over the place. There's a foul on Fort Recovery.
Indians foul number 21.
Call that on Olivia Patch, as going to the free throw line will be Ellie Gable.
The Rangers, number 32, Ellie Gable.
Gable has 2 points tonight on a two-point field goal. That's the first foul on Olivia, so she's in no problem. Free throw's up and good. One more for Ellie Gable. That gives the Rangers the lead at 15-14. Paige Fortkamp comes in for Val Mollenkamp, and Val will leave to take a rest. Here's one more for Gable, and it's good again. Ellie Gable now has 4 points, and it's 16-14. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Back on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Here's a ball tipped and stolen by New Knoxville, maybe. Nope. It's picked up by Brooke Collig. Collig down to Kiki Wendell. We've got 5-on-4. Wendell comes in, stops, fires, hits! Kiki Wendell gets her 6th point of the night. And it's now 16-16. We're all tied up. Here's an open three for New Knoxville. Fletterjohn drains it. Haley Fletterjohn hits a three, and it's 19-16, a three-point lead now for New Knoxville. New Knoxville has not trailed in this game except 2-0 in the early going. Olivia Patch inside to Allie Vaughn on the left corner. There's Kiki Wendell. It's no good. Rebound Paige Fortkamp. It's no good. Rebound comes to Jurassic. Megan Jurassic feeds over to Allie Gable, and Gable will bring it down the court across the timeline. Top of the key now. It's like Indians in a man-for-man defense here, Coach.
Yep.
Gable goes to the hole, and she is fouled by Allie Vaughn.
That's her 2nd.
So she'll probably come out, or she might. Let's see what coach decides to do. Yep, here comes Brenna. Brenna Holman in the lineup for Fort Recovery.
And that was another foul because we got beat off a dribble penetration, and Allie just fouled her because she got beat.
Stolen by Kiki Wendell on the inbounds pass. Here comes Kiki down across the timeline. Stops now and holds it up. Passing right side to Brooke Colling. Colling goes inside to Olivia Patch. Ball's loose. Knocked out of bounds by New Knoxville. Went off of Megan Jurassic. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball with Brenna Holman tossing it in here. Whitley Rammel's going to report in, and Olivia Patch will leave.
For the Indians, number 32, Whitley Rammel.
3:43 left to go here in the first half of play, 19-16. Lady Indians trailing by three. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. They've got the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. There's a shot up and no good, and it goes out of bounds. Is that Kiki?
Yeah.
Ball bounced off the rim and went off the back side of the backboard, and that's out of bounds. So New Knoxville has it with the basketball. Ellie Gable working against Brooke Colling. Gable comes down across the timeline. Passes in the middle, stolen by Kiki. Easy layup, got it.
Right now, our run and jump is just absolutely giving them fits. We're pushing them hard to the sideline. We're getting these steals on the backside rotations, and Knoxville doesn't want to go to that corner, and that's where they're going, and it's helping us out.
And then Knoxville lost it out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will have the ball. Lady Indians have a chance to take their first lead of the game. Well, second lead of the game. We have a timeout in Knoxville. Timeout in Knoxville with 3 minutes to go in the first half on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. It's New Knoxville 19, Fort Recovery 18. We'll be back in just a moment right after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Fors Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fors Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fors Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Well, here's a note for Jay County listeners. Jay County schools are already on a 2-hour delay for tomorrow morning. And so is Southern Wells on a 2-hour delay for tomorrow morning. Fort Recovery with the ball, and Whitley Rammel got the offensive rebound of her own missed shot, and she scores. First basket for Whitley Rammel.
Well, Knoxville went to a zone right there, and it's harder to box out when you're in a zone, and that's kind of hard to play against us because we rebound really well, and Whitley took advantage of that.
New Knoxville with the basketball. Back outside to Megan Jurassic. She'll hand it off. With the ball there is Morgan Leffel. Morgan will fire it up and miss. Rebound comes to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman gets the board. Down to Kiki Wendell. Out to Brenna Holman, out top of the key. Left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the ball, passing on the left. Paige Ford Camp in the middle of Brooke Colling, and it's knocked away by New Knoxville's Jacqueline Leffel. And here comes the Rangers with the basketball. Gable will pass back outside. Back to Gable. Back on the right side to Fletterjohn. Haley Fletterjohn will pass inside to Jurassic. Puts it up and in. Nice little hook shot for Jurassic. Gives her 3 points on the evening. And the ball stolen by New Knoxville. 21-20, New Knoxville with the one-point lead. Have about a minute 13 to go in the first half of play here. Jurassic puts it up, no good. Back outside it goes. Well, she's a horse inside, isn't she?
Yeah, Will, and Witt just plays behind her a little bit, and Liv, I think, makes her work a little bit. She has this spin move, and that's where she gets Witt out on that spin move.
And Jurassic scores over the top of Whitley Ramble. Megan Jurassic now with 5 points, and it's 23-20. New Knoxville leads by three. Kiki Wendell with the basketball for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery, co-champs of the MAC Conference with Marion Local. Marion Local got knocked off tonight by Minster, 54-44. Left side to Brooke Collig, back outside to Kiki Wendell. Brenna Homan on the right, passing to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball on the left side to Brooke Collig, back outside to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Brenna Homan. There's Paige Fortkamp on the wing. Indians want to take the last shot. Here's Kiki Wendell on the left to Collig. Goes in, fires it up, no good, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that one.
Tim Hagemeyer cannot believe that.
I probably agree with Tim on that one because I forget who the defender was, but she was sitting there, and Brooke kind of ran into her as she lowered her shoulder. But
really not a very good shot by Brooke. But
no, it was. She should have shot it, but you know, that's kind of Brooke. Brooke doesn't have a lot of confidence in her outside shot, and so she wants to try to get to the basket. That's more her game. And in doing so, she kind of forced up a bad shot, but got bailed out by the officials and hit the first free throw, so hopefully she can hit this one.
And she does. So she missed her first two tonight, but got those two. 23-22, a one-point game. Here comes New Knoxville. Gable firing, missing, and rebound Kiki Wendell, and that's the half. After one half of play, it's 23 for New Knoxville, 22 for Fort Recovery. Thanks once again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, check out their new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after we pause for this. Again, the score at halftime, 23 for New Knoxville, 22 for Fort Recovery.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you experiencing swelling in your feet, ankles, or legs? Or do you have a high risk for developing a blood clot? Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of compression stockings. Our certified pharmacy technician will help make sure you have the correct size and fit to ensure your compression stockings will give you comfort and reliability all day. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about compression stockings or to schedule a fitting today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery girls basketball team.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Back here at Wapakoneta High School, Wapakoneta, Ohio. The home of the first man who walked on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Have you been to the Neil Armstrong Museum? That's a good field trip for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I think our one of the classes or grades come from Fort Recovery come over here, but I've never been over here, no.
Your trip to Washington, D.C. lasts for the whole year.
Well, we do so much traveling with all of our sports stuff in the off season, so I guess we're usually on the road in the summertime, and usually when we're home, it's don't like to go someplace, I guess.
Well, 23-22 is the score at halftime here. New Knoxville leads by one. Fort Recovery's been trailing almost the entire first half. I think they had two leads in the first half of play, 2-0, and the other one was like maybe 20 to 19, something like that.
Yeah.
So give us the scoring of the Indians here at halftime.
All right. Well, as you said, we do trail 23-22. The first quarter, we trailed 14-11. In the second quarter, we did outscore the Rangers 11-9, but still trailed by one. Leading scorer for the Indians at half is Kiki Wendell with 8. Olivia Patch has 5, and she hit 1-3. Allie Vaughn has 5, and she hit 1-3. And then Brooke Colleague has 2. Both are on free throws. And Whitley Rammel with 2. And Brooke has hit our only 2 free throws in the game for us so far. Right now we are 2 of 5 from the free throw line.
Not many free throws there. New Knoxville doesn't have a whole lot either. They have a total of 7 free throws on the night in the first half. And they have hit 6. Let me see here. Let me correct myself. 2, 4, 8. They have 8 free throws on the night, and they have hit 5. No, 6 of the 8 free throws for New Knoxville here this evening. They're led in scoring by Morgan Leffel with 8 points. She had 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, a 3-point shot and a 2-point shot for her 8 points. 5 for Megan Jurassic on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line. 4 points for Ellie Gable on 1 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the line. 3 points for Haley Fletterjohn on a 3-point goal. And 3 points for Jacqueline Leffel on a 3-point goal. And that is your scoring for New Knoxville tonight. Again, they lead by 1, 23-22. We'll be back with more here at halftime right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest. And corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow, or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery Office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20-plus years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, treating you with respect, and explaining the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant for the purchase of your home. For details, call me at 375-4149. We proudly support our Indians. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades,
and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, you look across the way, Brian, a lot of loyal fans over there in the Fort Recovery section who've been coming to games for years and years and years.
Yep, there are a lot of, obviously a lot of families over there supporting their kids, and but then also, especially down in the front row, a lot of those familiar faces that I've seen for the past 16, 17 years. So,
see old Les Johnson over there, glad to have him at the game tonight, as he's been battling some illness here in the last year or so. So he's hoping for an Indian win here this evening. Well, keys to the second half, Brian.
Well, one, I think on the defensive end, you know, our press is giving them fits, but in a half-court set, I'm shocked with how easy they are beating us off the dribble. So we got to make sure we do a better job of that without fouling. And then on the offensive end, make sure we just continue to take good shots and run our stuff. When we've done that, we've gotten good looks and have hit some shots. When we haven't, you know, we've struggled. So we just got to continue to be patient and not just throw up a first shot because it's available, but run our stuff and get good looks for us.
Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Again, if you'd like to check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities, go to cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. Indians will have the ball. That's a good thing to start the third quarter. And get the lead back here real quick. Well, we always say these first few minutes of the third quarter are key, so we'll see how things go here.
Yeah, it was last week against St. Henry, definitely, as we had scored 17 points in the first half and had 17 points in that quarter. So, need a repeat here.
Yeah, luckily, fortunately, took a nice lead into the fourth quarter, and we needed it because we only scored 2 points in the fourth quarter of play last game against St. Henry. Here's a pass inside, broken up by Jurassic, and New Knoxville comes away with the steal. Jurassic went over the top of Olivia Patch and banged it away. Gable with the ball on the right side. She'll pass over back here on the left. New Knoxville with the ball, leading by one. Into Jurassic. Megan Jurassic dribbling the ball, passing back outside to Morgan Leffel. Over on the right to Jacqueline Leffel. Here's Gable firing, and Ellie misses. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Down to Brooke Collig. Has to go way up and reach for that one, but got it. Back out to Allie Vaughn on the left of Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks inside, looks for a cutter. Gives to Kiki Wendell on the left wing. Kiki drives in and lays it up and missed it. Rebound, Kiki Wendell off the hands of Livia Patch. Wendell firing a three and got it. Kiki Wendell gets a three-point basket. That was planned that way. She missed the layup so she could get the three. That gives her 11 on the night now. She's the only player in the game with double figures. Inside, there's Gable firing and hitting.
Basket by Ellie Gable.
Ellie Gable gets the basket. That gives her 6 points on the night, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Here's Kiki Wendell with it. We have a tie game, 25-25. Cooper Farms, third quarter of play. Kiki Wendell will set the offense. Dribbles in, passing right side to Val Mollenkamp. Fires a three, missed. Rebound chased down by Brooke Collig. Back up, no good. Rebound Mollenkamp, no good. And a foul's on Brooke Collig. They say she reached in on Jacqueline Leffel of New Knoxville.
Right now, we just missed 2 point blank shots. And if you look at the scoreboard, Val has 0 points, and she's missed a couple real cheapies, I guess, inside, you could say. And hopefully she can get going and get some confidence here.
Yeah, that's not like Val Mollenkamp to be without a basket here and this late in the game. Ellie Gable out front with the ball for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. We have a tie game, 25-25. Brooke Collig shuts down the play. Now on the left side to New Knoxville. Back around the horn to the right side. 5:23 left to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Into Jurassic and scores. Megan Jurassic scores, giving her 7 points on the night. Val Mollenkamp. New Knoxville leads by two. Here's Kiki, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound chased down by Brooke Colling, and a foul's going to be called on New Knoxville on Morgan Leffel. That's a tough foul there. Both players were going for the ball.
Team's first.
But somebody usually gets nailed for it.
Number two, Haley Flutterjohn.
Usually it's the defense. Here's Olivia Patch putting the ball in play. Goes to Allie Vaughn, and there's a jump ball between Allie Vaughn and Ellie Gable, and it goes to New Knoxville on the alternating possession. Tim Hagemeyer, the coach of the New Knoxville Rangers, and Holly Gann, the coach of Fort Recovery. Coach Hagemeyer has been there a long time. Fort Recovery trapping at the timeline, but New Knoxville gets out of it. Shots up and no good, and rebound goes out of bounds, but saved by New Knoxville, but Fort Recovery comes up with it. Val Mollenkamp, right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will be called for double dribble.
We probably got away with one on that end because Val, I think, fouled Flutterjohn and they didn't call it. At least that's what Coach Hagemeyer was upset about. So that would have been Val's third if that was the case.
So New Knoxville has the ball again, leading by two, 27-25. What a close game this has been all the way through. On the left, Ellie Gable comes down, misses the shot, rebound Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will take it out of traffic, come down across the timeline. Cooper Farms, third quarter of play. Fort Recovery down by 2 points, 27-25. Kiki Wendell to the hole, and she missed the shot but is fouled in the act of shooting. And Kiera will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul's called on Haley Flutterjohn.
Kiera Wendell. Shooting two.
So Kiera's usually one of our better free throwers. Let's see how she does here. Up and no good.
She's missed, I think, four in that last game against St. Henry in the fourth quarter, and I know she was really upset with herself and spent some time extra after practice shooting some free throws, so hopefully this pays off.
She'll have one more here. Spins the ball, lets it fly, and missed it again. Rebound comes down to Jacqueline Leffel for the New Knoxville Rangers. Ellie Gable with the ball, moves to the right side, passes off now to Leffel, and she has it stripped away by Kiki Wendell. Kiki, in those quick hands of hers, she comes down and misses. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, misses. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, and finally got one to go in. Val Mollenkamp finally gets one to go down. We've got a tie game, 27-27. New Knoxville with the ball with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. We'll return after this.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, Bulk Camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Once again, the winner here will play Minster in the district championship game on Saturday night at 7, as Minster beat Marion Local tonight 54-44. Actually, Minster trailed much of that game before Marion Local came back, or I should say before Minster came back and beat the Lady Flyers. New Knoxville with the ball after the timeout here. 3:45 left to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. There's a foul on Val Mollenkamp. That is number three. Yep.
Fort recovery foul on number 22.
So, 3:36, a long way to go in this game yet. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Inbounds pass for New Knoxville.
Almost picked up a fourth.
And there's Gable on the right side hitting a three-point shot. Ellie Gable drills a three. That gives her a total of 9 points on the night. And Fort Recovery has the ball trailing by three, 30-27. Kiki Wendell out front. Right side it goes to Brooke Colley. Colley dribbling back out top to Val Mollenkamp on the left to Kiki Wendell. Olivia Patch, there's a foul in New Knoxville. Foul is going to be called on New Knoxville. Taylor Newman gets called for the foul.
Her third foul.
So Indians have the ball on the baseline. Here comes the pass from Kiki Wendell. Goes to the left side to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brooke Colley. Colley dribbling to Val Mollenkamp. Tomorrow night will be at St. Mary's as the Fort Recovery boys take on Marion Local for the sectional championship. That'll be a dandy game, too.
Yeah, that'll be a physical battle for sure.
Kiki Wendell with the ball out front. We're in the third quarter here. Fort Recovery down by three, 30-27. Right side to Brooke Colley. Tries to drive in, stops, passes back outside. Allie Vaughn to Brooke Colley. There's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound chased down by New Knoxville. Gable came up with it. Over on the right side it goes, back outside. Fletterjohn. Now she passes to Ellie Gable. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gable goes left. Looks inside, goes to Jurassic. Back outside. With the ball there a moment ago was Jacqueline Leffel passing it off. Here's Gable with it now. Gable working against Kiki Wendell. Right side pass over on the wing. Back out top to Fletterjohn. Over to Gable now for New Knoxville. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Ellie Gable right side looking inside. Goes to Jurassic. Megan Jurassic turns, fires, and misses. Rebound. Who's going to get it? New Knoxville saved it. Here's Gable firing, missing a three. Rebound, New Knoxville. Another three. No good again. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery.
Oh, no, they're calling it on Knoxville.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Looks like Allie Vaughn was going to get nailed for the foul there.
That definitely was a bad call. But we'll take it.
Wow. Could not believe that one. Anyway, we'll take it, like you say. A minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Fort Recovery in a three-point deficit here. New Knoxville 30, Fort Recovery 27. Allie Vaughn with the ball on the right side. Back over to Kiki Wendell on the left. Now to Paige Fortkamp on the wing. Paige came in for Val Mollenkamp because of Val's three fouls. Right side to Brooke Colley. Hemmed in there. And 5 seconds is called. No timeouts called. Timeouts called by Fort Recovery to save possession.
At 4.5.
Yeah. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Indians trail by three. We'll be back in a moment.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen. Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
New Knoxville still pleading their case on Allie Vaughn's no foul down there.
Yeah, I would be too, because that's a big call. I'd give Allie 3-2 when taken her out of the game. So
Fort Recovery puts the ball in play to Brooke Colleague. We're down to 53 seconds here in the third quarter. Zone defense for New Knoxville. Outside, Kiki Wendell, cross-court pass to Paige Fortkamp. Brooke Colleague, top of the key, on the left to Kiki Wendell. Over to Paige Fortkamp on the right, back out top to Brooke Colleague. On the left to Kiki.
If we keep moving it like this, we're going to get them spread out. One, we're going to get a chance for offensive rebound, or two, we're going to find one of those gaps in the high post, the short corner passes here.
Kiki Wendell out front. She's fouled by Gable. Ellie Gable called for the foul. And on Ellie, that's her first.
So
she is, in no problem. Ellie is the leading scorer on New Knoxville with 9 points.
And really, they only play two seniors. Newman, and she's more of a role player defender. Jurosic's the other senior. The rest are all sophomores, Rob, for this New Knoxville team.
Good future coming up for them. Left side, Kiki Wendell into that. Allie Vaughn. There is Whitley Rammel firing baseline shot. No good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Yes! Paige Fortkamp gets the backside rebound at the last seconds here of the third quarter, and the Indians cut the lead to 1. New Knoxville 30 and Fort Recovery 29. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Put your seatbelts on, folks. Going to be a dandy finish right after this.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping wishing the best of luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and player Allie Vaughn.
Fort Recovery with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Outside to Paige Fortkamp on the left of Val Mollenkamp, who's back in the game. Underneath to Allie Vaughn, and she got the layup. Give Whitley Rammel the assist. Allie Vaughn the lay-in. Makes it 31-30, and the Indians take the lead back. One of the few leads they've had tonight. Allie has 7 points now in the evening. There's a ball stolen by Val Mollenkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell all the way down. Puts it up and no good. Rebound Jurosic of New Knoxville. Ellie Gable with the ball, double teamed. Over to Fletter John. Fletter John brings it down. Right wing. There's a three-point shot. Good. Hitting the three-point basket was Morgan Leffel. Her second three of the night. And that gives her 11 points on the night. Fort Recovery with the ball. And New Knoxville now leads by 2. 33-31 on the three-point shot. Val Mollenkamp out front on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will pass on the baseline to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Now here's Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives, feeds in the right to Allie Vaughn. Open and hits. Allie was wide open. Hit about a 16-footer on the right baseline. And that makes a score now, 34 to 33. Did they give her a three-point?
No. We were winning by one.
Okay, they had
or trailing by one, I should say.
They had put it up on the board, but now they...
No, I guess, yeah, it's tied.
Yeah, so they just gave her two. 33-33, we're tied. Ellie Gable with the basketball. Left side drive. What a horrible shot. She missed it, and Kiki Wendell should have just let that ball go out of bounds, but she tried to get it and touched it, and she gave it to New Knoxville 15. Underneath. Timeout, Tim Hagemeyer and New Knoxville's Lady Rangers. 5:51 to go in the game. We have a tie game. 33-33, New Knoxville and Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, a reminder to Jay County listeners that the Jay County schools are on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning, and so are the Southern Wells schools on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning.
Ready for spring, Rob.
Yeah. Fletcher John with the ball. New Knoxville has it to start the action back up here. Here's a drive inside. No good, and a foul's on Whitley Rammel. As they say, she fouled New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. Morgan Leffel will go to the free throw line. She has been there twice before, hitting three out of four. So, done very well there so far, and she got that one.
For the Indians, number 24, Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn comes in. Paige Fortkamp will go out. So the Indians have Whitley Rammel, Val Mollenkamp, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Kiki Wendell in the lineup. One more free throw. It's up and good again for Morgan Leffel. That makes it 35-33, a two-point lead for New Knoxville. Brooke Collig, free throw line. Back out to Val Mollenkamp on the right. Val dribbling. Hands off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki falls, and the ball goes out of bounds. Might have been a little tripping action there, but no call by the official. So New Knoxville gets the basketball. It will be Morgan Leffel tossing it in. Now here's Fletterjohn bringing it down across the timeline. Haley Fletterjohn back outside. Ellie Gable with the basketball now. She'll pass to the New Knoxville Rangers' Morgan Leffel. Now over to Jurassic. Megan Jurassic will pass on the right side to Haley Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn to Gable. Gable passing over here.
They're running flex, so you're going to get a lot of passing and try to get it pounded inside like that right there.
Megan Jurassic banks it in underneath.
That's their kind of pound the ball inside offense, or that's their eat up the clock offense. So
37-33, New Knoxville by four with 4:43 to go in the game. Up and no good by Kiki Wendell, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Kiki will go to the free throw line here. And she missed her two. Let's see, she missed, she's missed four free throws tonight, hasn't she?
I think so, but hopefully she hits these here.
This one's up and no good.
That is definitely un-Kiki Wendell-like.
Olivia Patch.
Olivia Patch comes back in. Whitley Rammel goes out. Kiki will have one more. It's up and no good again. She has missed six free throws tonight. 0 for 6.
76% or 77% free throw shooter, our best free throw shooter, too.
New Knoxville with the basketball. Right side to Megan Jurassic. 37-33. The Rangers lead by four with 4:25 to go in the game. And Brooke Hollick knocks it away and stole the ball. And now it's knocked out of bounds. Will be given to Fort Recovery. That went off the body there of Ellie Gable. What a play by Brooke Hollick. She just created that turnover.
Yeah, and we needed that because I think they were going to set on the ball there a little bit.
Kiki Wendell will bring it up across the timeline. Passing right side to Brooke Hollick. Hollick looks inside. Can't find anybody open. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki passing on the left wing to Allie Vaughn. Back on the right to Brooke Hollick. Hollick dribbling the ball to Kiki Wendell. Wendell now looking in the corner to Brooke Hollick. Hollick drives baseline. Feeds Val Mullenkamp cutting in and got the basket, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. What a play by the Indians. Val Mullenkamp gets her second basket of the night and a chance to cut this lead to 1 point. It's 37-35 right now. That was a nice pass from Brooke Hollick.
Yeah, great cut by Val to find that open gap, too. Val kind of created that by getting to that spot.
Val Mullenkamp hits the free throw. Here comes New Knoxville. Uh-oh, they've got us beat. And an easy layup at the other end by New Knoxville's Jacqueline Leffel, her fifth point of the night. Inside to Olivia Patch. Stops, fires. It's no good. Rebound. Back up, no good by Allie Vaughn. Rebound, New Knoxville. Brooke Hollick stole the ball away. Still up for grabs. And a foul is going to be called on New Knoxville. Allie Vaughn had the ball, and they're going to call the foul on New Knoxville. Coach Hagemeyer can't believe that one either.
He's not been happy with many calls tonight, I can tell you that.
That one was one where both players were going for the ball.
And the bad thing is for Knoxville, the good thing for us is we're now shooting free throws off of that hustle play.
Allie Vaughn at the line. It's up and no good on the one-on-one.
Free throws have bitten the Indians tonight so far.
Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. We trail by three, 39-36. New Knoxville going for the upset here. They're no slouch team. They're 16-7 on the year. Right side it goes to Ellie Gable. Gable looking, dribbles in, stops, fires, and misses. Rebound, Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp double teamed. Gets it over to Allie Vaughn, and here comes Allie across the timeline. And now a timeout is called by Coach Holly Gann. Timeout, 2:45 to go. It's New Knoxville 39, Indians 36. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
These vinyl seats are not too comfortable, are they?
No, they're not. My back's hurting. My knees are hurting.
Probably your butt, too, I would imagine.
No, that's the most comfortable spot, but when you're 6'8", they're not meant to be sitting in bleachers.
No, that's for sure. Under a cramped table like this, too.
Yeah.
Here's Kiki, three-pointer. Yes! And the Indians have tied the game. Kiki Wendell drills a three.
Big shot there by Kiki.
New Knoxville with the ball. Shots up and good. Scoring at the other end is Jacqueline Leffel. That makes a score now, 41-39. There's Allie Vaughn missing a shot. Olivia Patch got the rebound and a foul's on New Knoxville. Has a big three by Kiki Wendell a moment ago.
And needless to say, Coach Hagemeyer thought Olivia went over the back, which maybe she did, but that's the advantage, I guess, of being 6'2", and the girl boxing you out is 5'5".
So Olivia Patch at the line. First one's up there. Good. She can tie the game now. It's 41-40. Indians trail by one, but Olivia Patch at the line. We have 2:07 to go in this game. It's up and good again. Olivia ties the game, 41-41. 2 minutes to go in the contest. District semifinal here at Wapakoneta. Right side with the basketball is Morgan Leffel. And the ball's loose, and they throw it away. New Knoxville with a turnover. 1:52 to go in this game. Baby, we're coming down to the end here. Fort Recovery with the ball. What are the Indians going to do here now? Left side to Allie Vaughn. Brooke Collig out front. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki looks inside. Keeps the ball. Passing over to Allie Vaughn on the left. Vaughn goes to Brooke Collig on the wing. Collig comes back out top. Indians and the New Knoxville Rangers are tied at 41-41, but Fort Recovery with the advantage at the moment with the basketball. Down to a minute 20. Here's Vaughn driving in, threw it away. Oh, my goodness. She drove in, had no shot, tried to pass it outside, and it sailed away from everybody.
That's one of those as a player, when you drive baseline, you got to know where you're going with it. If you don't have it, you got to be able to dribble back out and pull it back out and be under control with it. Allie just wasn't.
New Knoxville's going to call timeout. 41-41. We're all tied. New Knoxville with the ball. We'll be back.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Back here at Wapakoneta, and there's a foul called on Brooke Collig.
Well, that's only our fourth, so the Indians can be very aggressive here.
She fouled Ellie Gable. Out of bounds to Knoxville. They were having trouble getting it in there. Here we go with the next play. It's into Ellie Gable, guarded by Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig now with three fouls on her after that foul there. Down to a minute. It's five to go in the game. Passing on the right side to Ellie Gable. Gable dribbles, stops. Double team inside. It's up and good by New Knoxville. As slipping away there was Taylor Newman with a layup. That's her first basket of the game. And that gives New Knoxville a lead at 43-41. Val Mollenkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell. Back out to Val. Three-point shot. Yes! Val Mollenkamp gives Fort Recovery the lead at 44-43 with 32 seconds to go. What a game. New Knoxville with the basketball. Oh, there's a collision. No call by the officials. Unbelievably, Ellie Gable Doesn't have anybody to go to. Passes back outside to Flutterjohn. Here's Gable on a three. Yes! Ellie Gable scores with 14 seconds to go and gives New Knoxville the lead at 46-44. Ellie Gable hits a three to put the Knoxville Rangers up by two with 11.9 seconds to go in this game.
And Brooke Colligs hurt off of that screen set by Megan Drosick. So there was a head-on collision with her and Megan, and that's a collision right there.
That was a collision. I can't believe the official didn't call anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's one of those either you call foul on Brooke because she was the one guarding and Meg was set, or you don't call anything, I guess, and they decided not to call anything because Megan was set. That's just one of those things that Brooke just didn't see the screen coming. And I saw Liv yelling, the screen was coming, but Brooke was still up on her and just ran right into it. So,
11 seconds to go. New Knoxville leads 46-44. And Fort Recovery does have the ball. Well, these Lady Indians have won most of the close games this year. Let's hope they can come through again tonight.
And the other thing to look at is they got 19 fouls. So if we can get a foul, we got two shots and a chance to score off those two free throws. So we don't have to worry about the 1-1.
New Knoxville's not pressing. They've dropped back to their half-court defense.
If I'm Liv comes up and sets a high ball screen for Key and gives Key a chance because Drozic will pick her up, that gives Key a chance to get in there and shoot a little pull-up.
Here's Kiki Wendell to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn to Olivia Patch. Patch to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes in, puts it up, missed the shot. And the horn goes off, and New Knoxville has upset the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, 46-44. New Knoxville, 46, Fort Recovery, 44. And both of the COMAC champions get knocked off tonight. Minster beats Marion Local, and New Knoxville beats Fort Recovery, 46-44. Wow, what a heartbreak. Brian, for the kids.
It is, and I've been in that locker room numerous times, and it's not a great place to be right now for Fort Recovery, but they've had a great season and a great career, for these seniors, a great career for this team. You know, sectional champs, MAC champs, something we haven't done in 29 years. Right now it's not a great feeling. But they will look back at this season and remember all the great things that they did throughout the year.
So on Saturday night, Minster will battle New Knoxville for the district championship here at Wapakoneta, 7 o'clock. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes. Our pharmacists will measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual's needs. And our Kalp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Girls basketball team.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, bulk camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Back here at Wapakoneta, well, Brian, you just kept waiting for New Knoxville to crack, and they never did, really.
No, they didn't. And that's the typical New Knoxville team, just tough as nails. You know, when we played them the first time and won by 20-some, the Gable girl didn't play. And as you can see tonight, she was definitely a difference maker for them. And, you know, as you said, we missed a lot of free throws in that game. We kind of hurt ourselves there. We had some big turnovers late in the game. You know, give New Knoxville credit. They made the plays and stepped up when they needed to. And as you said, they just kind of toughed it out.
New Knoxville 46, Fort Recovery 44. Here with the Fort Recovery stats is Brian Patch. Brian?
Yeah, leading the way was junior Kiki Wendell with 14 points. Allie Vaughn added 9. Seniors Val Mullenkamp with 8. Senior Olivia Patch with 7. Brooke Collig, a senior, added 2, Paige Fortkamp 2, and Whitley Rammel 2.
And for New Knoxville, they were led by Allie Gable, who had 12 points in the contest, 4 in the first half and 8 in the second half, hitting on 2 3-point shots, 2 2-point goals, and 2 out of 2 at the line. 9 points for Megan Jurassic on four 2-point baskets and 1 out of 2 at the line for her 9. Morgan Leffel had 11 points in the game on 2 threes, a 2, and ended up with 5 free throws in the contest for 11 total points. Actually, it was 13 points for Morgan Leffel. Also, Jacqueline Leffel had 7 points. Taylor Newman had 2, and Haley Fletterjohn with 3 points. And when you're talking about a game like this, every basket is important. And New Knoxville wins it 46-44 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tough loss there for Fort Recovery tonight. Record ends at 18-6 on the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And New Knoxville, they improved their record. They've got a very respectable team. They are now 17-7, I think, on the season for New Knoxville. Well, rough one here for the Lady Indians. You've been in this spot before, like you say, Brian, and it's always tough for the kids.
It is. You know, it's one of those things you always look back and think, okay, what could I have done different? You know, what play, if I would have did this, you know, we would have won the game, and the kids right now are beating themselves up in there. And, you know, unfortunately for them, you know, one team had to lose tonight, and, you know, unfortunately it was us. Especially with the year we had. But, you know, like I said, they have a lot to be proud of. And, you know, hopefully they can reflect back on that, you know, as time progresses and gives way a little bit. Obviously, tonight it's not going to happen tonight or probably tomorrow. You know, they had a great year and they have a lot to be proud of. And they should just remember that.
Absolutely, and we salute the seniors playing their last game here tonight for Fort Recovery, including Macy Day, Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, and Val Mullenkamp. We thought Val's 3 there at the end might be enough for us, but New Knoxville came back and countered.
Yeah, and those 4 have had a great career. You know, she hit a big shot there for Val, and like I said, thought it was going to kind of go up for us, but unfortunately we had a breakdown on the other end and just kind of wasn't enough, but... You know, I give our kids credit. You know, we trailed all night long, yet we found a way to try to make a play at the end. And, you know, in that last minute, 52 seconds, it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, both teams stepped up, made big plays. Liv hit 2 big free throws. Like I said, Val hit the 3-pointer for them. New Knoxville found a kid open underneath. They threw it, too. You know, it was a great basketball game to watch, so...
Well, it was indeed, and the team now comes out of the locker room to greet family, and again, there are a few tears there, I see, and still some of the young ladies' eyes, which I can understand that.
Well, and there's a lot of tears for those kids over there, too. You know, I was watching when the game ended. My little Emma, who's seven, broke down in absolutely tears. You know, she couldn't believe that this could be, as we were talking on the way over, she couldn't believe that this could be Liv's last game. And, you know, she obviously got a little emotional there. And watching them two hug right now, actually I am too, so.
Well, I don't blame you. Tough loss here for Fort Recovery tonight again, 46-44. Once again, Minster knocked off Marion Local by a score of 54-44 tonight. Marion Local led much of that game, maybe two-thirds of that game, before the Wildcats came back and captured the victory. So the Wildcats, I would think, are going to be favored on Saturday night, but hey, this new Knoxville team, don't count them out. Again, it'll be Minster and New Knoxville at 7 o'clock on Saturday night here for the district championship. Well, Brian, hey, thanks for all your help this year, and well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, can't get rid of me that easy, I guess, Rob. So we'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully, you know, hopefully we can come out with a different outcome tomorrow for our boys. So
that'll be the first game of the tournament for the boys, playing the sectional championship tomorrow night against Marion Local. And, again, we'll have that game. It's a 6:15 start time. We'll be on the air about 6 o'clock from St. Mary's High School, or Memorial High School, whatever you want to call it, from St. Mary's, Ohio. Again, thanks to Brian Patch for being with us. Thanks to our great sponsors who've been with us all season long. And here in the tournament, we had some extra folks that came on board. We appreciate them very much. Thanks to Holly Gann for all of her interviews and her cooperation throughout the season. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, again, they lose tonight 46-44 to New Knoxville. A tough one tonight, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Wapakoneta High School.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.